back out at the Egder County Fair for coverage from the Roofing Dog Mobile Studio in WITY. Don't know if you can hear it, but I have found my way over to the animal barn where I have found Little Miss River here, who has entered in a sheep in this week's competition. River, how are you doing so far this fair?
Good.
Good. So it's just the sheep that you have, right?
I have a rabbit too.
You have a sheep and a rabbit. Do you have any fun stories about raising those animals that you want to share? Maybe like a time where one of them acted out a little bit, or just they're well-behaved animals, or?
When my sheep runs, she jumps weird.
Does she run often?
When she gets scared, she does.
She ever been scared when you were like training her or helping to prep her for the show?
Not really.
Is she fast?
Yeah.
Have you had to chase her down once or twice?
Yeah.
Can imagine. She sounds like quite the lively specimen.
Yeah.
Have you entered into any other fairs or just here in Edgar?
Just this one.
Okay. And you said you also had a rabbit, right?
Yeah.
What's your rabbit's name?
Flopsy.
Flopsy. How long have you been taking care of Flopsy?
Just this year.
Just this year. Do you pick up a different rabbit every year, or is this the first year you've had a rabbit?
I get a new rabbit every year.
I know this is like the thing that no parent wants to be asked, but do you have a favorite?
No.
Good answer. That is the correct answer every time, and don't let anyone tell you otherwise, okay? So what's your favorite part about raising your animals?
Probably like petting them, just hanging out with them.
It's kind of nice just to get to know your animals, hang out with them, talk to them, get all close with them, because that helps build the trust between you and them, right?
Yeah.
And that also helps with training them down the road, right?
Yeah.
Because who knows, maybe if someone doesn't spend quality time with their rabbit or their sheep, they might not listen when it matters most, right?
Yeah.
So how long have you been 4-H?
This is my second year.
Second year. Do you do anything else other than raising your animals? Do you have like a project or any other side things you do?
Yeah.
What do you do?
Make candy.
You make candy? How long have you been doing that?
This is like my second year.
Second year making candy. What kind of candy?
This year I made fudge.
What other kind of candy have you made? Is it just fudge or did you try something else?
I've just tried that.
Is it any good?
Yeah.
Do you have some for me?
No.
Darn, figured it was worth asking. So, is there anything else in 4-H that you're looking forward to doing down the road, or?
Probably showing different animals.
Any kind of animal you're looking forward to? Because obviously you've got some experience with rabbits and sheep. Maybe a goat or...
Yeah, probably a goat.
Probably a goat. I've heard that those aren't as hard to take care of as other animals.
Yeah.
Any interest in something like a swine or a cow?
Probably when I get older.
When you're a little bit bigger, so it's easier to take care of them?
Yeah.
That does seem like a good idea. Get a couple more inches on you, a little bit bigger. That way you can reach around your animal a little bit easier. Give them a hug when they're scared. Tell them everything's going to be okay. Comfort them, right?
Yeah.
Do you have any siblings that are a part of 4-H?
My brother and sister.
How long have they been doing it?
This is my brother's 4th year and my sister's 6th year.
So it's something that your whole family does then, right?
Yeah.
Have you already won more ribbons than your siblings yet?
No.
That's going to change in the future though, right?
Yeah.
You're number one, right?
Yeah.
That's what I like to hear. Full confidence. And hey, who knows? Maybe sometime in the next 8 years in 4-H, you'll walk away with something really cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, River, thank you for talking to me. This is a very nice conversation that we had.
You're welcome.
And thank you for tuning in to the fair coverage here at WITY. Stay tuned for continued coverage of the Edgar County Fair and other fairs in the area.